Well, I guess this is the time of the year when everybody calls out to everybody else a happy Halloween. And the reason for this feast, so to speak, it comes from All Hallowed Eve, which is the eve of the feast day of all of the saints. Now, I always try, whenever I'm in a parish or when I'm preaching a mission or something like that, I always like to try to get everybody, the kids maybe, to dress up like saints and things like that, so they can really put a good spin, a holy spin on it. Because it is a time of the seasons are changing, and you know, they have the produce is coming around now. They're having the ricotta and the, you know, bringing in the harvest. And so it is one of those holidays that is now being celebrated. In fact, it's second only to Christmas with regard to lights and things that people buy. But we have to always move back to a time, or not back to a time, but rather back to a clear way of understanding these holidays, these days when we get together and we have fun. The church always has always been a proponent of joy. I mean, St. Teresa of Avila, she's told her sisters in a community that when you have a feast day, your name day, or whatever it might be, Christmas or Easter, pull out all the stops, rejoice. But when you are to pray and do penance, pull out all the stops, pray and do penance. And so there is a time for everything. There is a season for everything. There's a time to sing and dance, a time to weep, to mourn, a time to laugh, a time to cry. And what we need to do is recognize that during this period of time, we should focus on those who have gone before us as well. We should focus on those of our relatives, our friends, even our enemies. We must pray for the dead. And when you really stop to think of it, of all the religions, Catholics and Jews are the only two that pray for their dead. Because in reality, we are a continuation of Judaism. Because Christ came not to abolish the law, but to perfect it. And so we pray for our dead. We pray for those who have gone before us. And why? Because nothing imperfect can stand before the throne of God. And so therefore, since most of us die imperfect, and it would be a hell to be in front of God with any slight imperfection, God in his infinite mercy and love allows us the privilege of spending time being purified of those attachments and those imperfections, and that's called purgatory. Now, the doctrine of purgatory has been a doctrine that has always been held, even in Judaism. Because why pray for the dead if they are either in heaven or in hell? If they're in heaven, there's no need, and in hell, it doesn't do any good. And so, therefore, we pray for those who have gone before us. And this time of the year, when you look around, you see the skeletons and all these things, make sure you pause and you think about those who have died and say a prayer for them and ask God to bless them and to relieve them of whatever suffrage that they need to go through in order to finally enter into the joy of the saints. But remember, even those souls in purgatory are saints because they are guaranteed heaven. And most certainly, even though there is the suffering of being purged of those attachments and those faults and flaws, there's always, even in the souls in purgatory, a joy that is unsurpassed because they know that heaven is theirs. That even though there is a short period of time or a long period of time of suffrage, that they will gain the glories of heaven, that they are already saints. But let us never forget them. You know, when every time we pass a cemetery, we should pray for the dead. I always say that prayer, eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May their souls and all the souls of the faithful depart through the mercy of God rest in peace. And this is a prayer that all of us should memorize. Because I always think to myself, you know, I hope to God someone prays for my miserable soul. Because I know I'm going to need prayer. Don't we all? And I think that it's important that we teach our children to pray for the deceased. I'm really not a fan of them taking down all the signs of death in cemeteries. I would say if you want to cut the grass, but at least rim the cemetery with tombstones. But let people know that they're passing by a cemetery so that it gives them an opportunity to pray. That's why we have cemeteries, so we can go and visit. We're not visiting the person. What we're doing is we're remembering their life and we're invoking God's merciful love on those who have passed before us. We should always visit the cemetery. Most certainly there are very, very wonderful indulgences, plenary indulgences applied to the dead. When we go and visit a cemetery and pray for the intentions of our Holy Father, praying a creed at Our Father, Hail Mary, and Glory Be, we can walk in and out of a church on the feast of All Souls Day, and we can release many of those souls from purgatory. We can be responsible for them being in heaven and glorifying God for all eternity, because God gives us this magnificent gift of participating in His mercy and in His love, by allowing us to pray for those who have passed on from this life, those who have died. And so therefore, let's remember the dead. And I think that's important. And you know, if you remember the dead for no other reason, but so that perhaps, maybe, someone will remember you and I after we've gone. I want people to pray for the dead. Not only is it a holy and good custom, but it is also an act of love and charity, compassion and kindness. We celebrate Mass after a person who has died so that we immediately pray for their soul, so that God will open the gates of heaven to them sooner, as soon as possible. And so therefore, let us look at this holiday season, and as we're walking around, the kiddie-witties are all dressed in their little costumes, hopefully costumes of the saints. Lord knows there's enough of them. We got a lot of people in heaven, by the way. So pick a saint and dress up like that saint and let the world know who you are. Even in those moments when you're enjoying, you know, maybe the trick-or-treating and all the different things that people do on that day. But do it with a depth and awareness of really what it stands for. We celebrate those who have died. And then the next day we celebrate those who have made it to heaven, those saints that are examples of the lives that we must live. And therefore, we will celebrate all the holidays with true understanding of what their purpose really is, what they mean to me, what they mean to the church, what they mean to Christ. For it is Christ who has given us the grace and the wisdom of 2,000 years of tradition, of 2,000 years of the saints manifesting to us, clarifying to us the secrets of the gospel, the beauty of the Word of God, the magnificence of the truth. And so don't go into the season just for the goodies and the parties and the decorations, but go into any season, any party, any time of great joy, witnessing the truth always. For we don't put our faith aside just because we're going to a gathering or going to a party or going to this or that. We have to be though that kind of people that wears their faith, that lives their faith, that manifests their faith, that lives it every single day, in every single circumstance, so that we can truly be a powerful force in a world that is in desperate need of that faith, in desperate need of understanding what is behind all those things that we have, all those things that we enjoy. We should do that for every season. You know, for Christmas, they put out these little Santa Claus statues. He's Santa Claus with his hat in his hand, and he's kneeling before the crib of Christ. Put Christ back in Christmas, a whole movement years ago that was started. Why? Because society has a tendency to run away from those beautiful, true meanings of things. Halloween is just the same. We've kind of gone in the opposite direction. So let us turn around and look at it square in the eye. Let's see what it really stands for, what we are really celebrating. Let us go back into our own family traditions And what maybe our grandparents and great-grandparents celebrated, how they entered into these holidays and feast days and holy days. Let us try to live those beautiful experiences. Let's show our children and our parents, our grandparents and our friends, and maybe even our enemies, what love God has given us. That gift to pray for those who have gone before us, whether they be friend or foe. I pass the cemetery and I bless every single soul there. And why? Because all of us need prayer. All of us need faith. All of us need assistance. And what better thing than to help those who have died?